Let's catch up right now with Joe Offahengari from the West Tigers, kind enough to give us some time this morning. G'day, Joe.
G'day, Matty. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Hey, congratulations. You're 149 not out, so 150 this weekend, this Saturday, against the Sydney Roosters. A big chunk of those at the Broncos and now the rest here at the West Tigers. Do you look at those numbers? Did you know that this one was creeping up on you?
I knew it was coming because the missus surprised me with a lot of mates and family coming. So I knew it was approaching a couple of weeks ago, but just like any other game, it's just another game for me. You know, I've got to go out there and do my best for my teammates, and that's what I'll be looking to do.
Hey, mate, when did you reckon that you felt like you belonged in the NRL? Because you come on in, you play a whole stack of games, it all happens really quickly. Did it take a year or two for you to go, okay, I found my place here?
Yeah, well, they say that there's an old saying in the NRL, players talk about it, you know, you're not a real NRL player unless you play more than 50 games. And,
yeah,
you know, that's what it took me. It took me about 50 games to kind of know my place in the NRL, know what to do as a forward. And learning off some good forwards at the Broncos really helped me out. You know, I had some great leaders ahead of me, Alex Glenn, Sam Saade, Matt Gillette and Adam Blair, to name a couple. They just were great leaders and they impacted my career and taught me a lot of things that I still carry with me today.
What do you reckon clicks, mate, off the field? So there's certain things that click on the field. Say after those first 50 matches, you now understand how the media plays its part, how your fans react, all that kind of stuff, training, the whole lot. So was there something that clicked to you away from the game?
Not really. I never really paid too much attention to anything off the field. You know, I've always worried about what I could do on the field and worried about what I can control. And my first coach that I had in the NRL was Wayne Bennett, and he was a big believer of that. And he taught all of us young forwards to not worried about the media or fans, you know, or else one day you're going to be sitting right next to him. So for me, it's just what I can control, and that's my little family right now. I've got a little, beautiful little family, and that's what I control. I can control to provide for them.
Tell me about the family, Joe.
No, they're good. We're second year in Sydney. We're just settling in now. Finally know where I'm going without the maps. But it's all happened pretty quick the last 2 years, and I'm just enjoying my time here at the Tigers. You know, they're a real family-orientated place. Even though things aren't going well on the field, they know how to get stuff sorted off the field, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah, on the field then, let's talk about those results throughout the year. And look, we all know how it's been panning out for the West Tigers, and it has been a tough ride. So you kind of look for the positives along the way. When you reflect back on the season, all the way back to those first, what was it, five losses in a row, which part do you look at to go, okay, there's something in there that we need to take out. We know all the bad stuff, the good stuff that let's take out and start to focus on going forward.
Yeah, well, for me, it's, you know, we've only had four games where it's actually blown out. And majority of our games have lost to, like, close, like, a couple of points. You know, and the positives out of that is that we can stay in the fight. It's just about executing it. And we've got a lot of work to do still as a club. But with the new centre of excellence, that's what it brings. You know, it brings the good vibes around the club. It doesn't guarantee us wins, but it will guarantee us that we will prepare every game. We'll prepare well with the centre of excellence there.
Mate, have you seen anything like it in your travels?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen a $70 million joint anywhere. You know, it's exactly what the club needs. You know, it's going to bring those good vibes for the boys. I know all the staff members and the admins are loving it. So, you know, this first week has been pretty exciting. I got the family in there the first day it opened, and saw Sheendy and Justin Pascoe all walking through there, showing our sponsors and that what it looked like. But it's a beautiful place, and hopefully we can use it to some good and get some wins on the board.
I've only seen the photos, Joffer. I've only seen the photos and, you know, various videos, et cetera, et cetera. So I haven't had my head in there. Obviously, you've seen it backside, inside and out. What's the best part for you of that new centre of excellence?
Oh, the sauna. Easy. Sauna, spa, and hot and cold. The hot and cold pools, I love it. You know, I was lucky enough to be still part of the Broncos team when they just got their joint done up. And it kind of reminds me a lot more, but this one's just a lot better and state of the art stuff. So it's going to prepare us well for games. And I'm really excited for the boys to experience it next year that are coming over. I think Uppy and Papali are going to really love it. So I can't wait to, you know, get amongst them with it.
Yeah, something to show off and something to relax, especially at the end of a pretty brutal season. Whilst the Tigers have not performed the way that you guys would want to perform this season, Your individual performances have been fantastic, averaging over 130 metres a game, more than 35 tackles per game. So your form, if you take a look at that just in an individual self, what do you think, you know, what would you give yourself out of 10 for the year, and what do you think you need to work on for next season?
Well, I don't really rate, you know, my missus and my dad do all the ratings for me, and they're the only really two people I listen to. But, you know, it's never about me. It's about the team. All I know, I can get better. There's still a lot of stuff I can improve in my game, and that's only going to help the team. And that's where I got to start looking at first. You know, I got to look in the mirror rather than look at my own performances. So.
Yeah, which is a good way to do it. And like you say, you get the truth serum from those closest to you, don't you? Can I take you a further couple of years ahead now? So Noddy's been there, obviously, as the caretaker coach, and we now know that the progression's going to be Tim Sheens into Benji Marshall. How much thought do you put into that as a playing group? And what kind of excitement does that give you, knowing that now is on the tape? That's the way that the club wants to go.
Well, it just kind of stables the team in some way. You know, we know who our coach is going to be next year. We know, and a lot of the boys here have played with Benji and Robbie, and they've always been in and around the club. But I'm more excited to work with Sheendy, you know, pick his brain. He's been such a great coach for so long. And I haven't had a coach like him with that kind of rap sheet since Wayne Bennett. So I'm really excited to work with him. I know he's a tough guy, so I think that's what this team needs, some tough loving.
Well, I'm sure he'd like to hear it known as a rap sheet too. That'd get him all fired up. So November 1 this year, you get the chance. You can go to market. Have you had any thoughts around what you want to do there?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd be lying to you if I haven't thought about it. You know, for me, it's just finding the best deal I can for my family. You know, I'm not that 20-year-old that would just sign any deal anymore. I got a growing family. Two beautiful kids, a fiance, and one on the way. So, it's more thinking about what I can provide for my family, and I hope that's still here at the Tigers, and I love this club, and the club know that. So, hopefully, we can get something done before November 1. But yeah, I'll just let the footy do the talking. But that's all I can really do, you know.
All right, final one for you, mate. Saturday at the SCG. It's an iconic ground. I was there last weekend. You know, it's such a special occasion, any ground at the Sydney Cricket Ground, but it'll be the last one up against the Roosters. Have you played there before?
Yes, I have, and I can honestly say I don't think I've won a game there. You know, the Roosters always get up for games they're playing at the SCG, so I'm really excited. You know, the 150th against a team that I signed my first contract as a 14-year-old kid, and I came through the Sydney Roosters development team, and yeah, it's just crazy how it's done a whole 360. I get to play my 150 against him, and a couple of mates that are still playing this. So.
Yeah, well, go out and enjoy the occasion. Appreciate your time this morning, mate. It's been fascinating to talk to you. Thanks for your time, and best of luck for the rest of the season and whatever happens from November 1.
Cheers, thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. Joe Offahengawi there, 150th NRL match. What a story. So up against the Sydney Roosters this weekend, the team that he came through as a junior after signing that very first ever contract. And it's great to hear players who know that they can reflect on that number, on that milestone. It's a heck of a lot of matches in first grade rugby league in this competition. I mean, it's incredible. And he did point out that 50 mark, which I'll chat to Murray Taulagi about as well. But 6 seasons at the Broncos. Now here he is at the West Tigers. The centre of excellence is shiny and new. The sauna, by all reports and spa, is top notch. And off they go. Let's see what happens from November 1. Appreciate his time. 1300 01 1170 or 0457 736 736. Wound up Webby's weekend wrap, says Nathan. I mean, we might have to turn this, Tommy, into a Tribune headline this afternoon. I mean, you get to name the segment while Webby's out of the country. You get to name the segment that he's going to return to on a Monday morning when he comes back in a couple of weeks' time. Dan says Webby waddles in. Yeah, we could take that one. Webby's Wobblers. Thank you for that. 0457 736 736. Wonders of Webby is another one. It's 20 past 10. More after this.